Sound 1.
Friday. Sport.
Hello and welcome, and in the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. As ever, we start with the Dons. Of course, it's a rare thing this weekend, a 3pm Saturday match, and the second against St Johnstone this month. And as ever, you've been chatting to the manager, Dave Galloway.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. And Derek says everyone's raring to go and eager to get in about the Saints.
Looking forward to it. You know, we always look forward to our home games. Left kicking our heels last weekend, obviously, with the game being off. So with a good week and looking forward to it. You know, I think it's important we try and win as many of those home games as possible, and obviously we want to go and start another run by 3 points on Saturday. The players had the weekend off last weekend. We've had a good working week this week. Obviously we've got injury and suspension with Shea Logan and Johnny Hayes, but you know, everybody else is sensing an opportunity, and the training's been good and looking forward to it. We've got plenty of options. You know, obviously Johnny's a key player and he's proven that in, over the last few seasons. You know, of course we miss him, any team I think we'd miss Johnny Hayes, so but there is players that have got other options, and we'd picked a team against this, so a team in mind for that without him. And you know, it's, we've coped without key players and important players before and still managed to win games, and we're confident we can do that again.
And Derek's delighted also to have both skipper Ryan Jack and fellow midfielder Willow Flood back again after injury.
I think both players are very key for us, and they've got big parts to play and a big influence on the team, and it's great to have them back. That has certainly lifted training as well with the two men. I think we've had a good working week this week, and so it's good to have the options of those two boys. No, it's good to have good options. You know, I think and we said when we came out of January that we would learn a wee bit more about some of our younger ones between now and the end of the season. You know, and Craig Story's done fantastic. You know, he's done well, no more than I expected, you know, and it's good to have him producing those types of performances, you know. And but you know, you're always boosted by the fact that, you know, your captain and influential player Ryan Jack, Willow Flood, the experience and influence he's had in our team over the last 2.5 seasons, so you know, it's great. You know, we'll find a way to pick the right team, hopefully. But a lot of good players have missed out before. You know, that's the beauty of having a good squad.
And you've also been speaking to Ryan Jack, Dave.
Yeah, and the captain's pleased to have a home fixture.
We've had a few away matches on the bounce, so it's going to be great to be back at Pittodrie, and it's going to be great for myself to get back in the squad after my injury. It's going to be a good game, and we know that St Johnstone are a competitive side, and we don't expect it to be easy. I've been frustrated that I had my ankle injury, then I got back, and then I got my hamstring injury, so it has been frustrating, but it's important that I've had good people around me, keep me upbeat, and I feel fit and I feel sharp, and I'm ready to go. We're expecting it to be a very competitive game and a very tough game. We know it's any game in the league's always tough, and it's always a difficult game, but the lads have looked really fit and really sharp in training. Training's been excellent this week, so if we take that into the game on Saturday, I'm sure we'll be fine. Craig's done excellent. We always knew that even from the start of the season and pre-season, he's got great ability, and he's a good lad as well in the changing room. And me and Willow got out, and it was great to see him get his chance, and he grabbed that with both hands, and he's done excellent, so he's fully deserved of his new deal, and hopefully that'll kick him on, and he can go on and do better things.
Big week for Craig Story, Andrew, getting his new deal, and it was never in doubt that he wanted to stay, loves it here at Aberdeen, and has shown since he came in with grabbed his chance with both hands, and he's some player.
He is. He's been blighted by injuries in recent seasons, and you know, now he's fit. And he was saying when he spoke to Mal Panton on Rent TV that Graham Kirk gave him a close season training programme that he followed, and it's coincided with him being much fitter this season than he's been before, steering clear of injuries, but playing the best football of his career. And the manager gave him a huge vote of confidence. First of all in the Ross County game by picking him, then keeping him on when Mark Reynolds was sent off, but then the biggest boost of all to his confidence was getting his starting place against Celtic, where, you know, he started the game slowly as the rest of the team did, but grew into it and was a hugely influential player in that victory. So yeah, the sky's the limit for Craig Story, and now that he's broken his shyness duck with Mal doing that Red TV interview, we'll maybe see him come out of his shell a wee bit more in front of the cameras.
I wouldn't bet on it, to be honest.
Probably not, but he does his talking out there on the pitch, and that's the most important place to be doing it.
Absolutely. And Dave, St Johnston, of course, they lost out in midweek, but the manager was at the game, and he said it is 0-0 written all over it. Could have gone either way, but they'll be a bit of a wounded animal come tomorrow.
Yeah, they will be. They'll be dangerous. You know, they're on a wretched run, aren't they? They've only won once in 2016, but they haven't become bad players overnight. Tommy Wright hasn't become a bad manager overnight. He's a fantastic manager, and I think they will make life very difficult for Aberdeen tomorrow. I mean, they've done so already this season, haven't they?
Certainly have. We won't mention the previous home game against St Johnstone, but let's hear from their camp and manager Tommy Wright.
The squad that Derek has highly, and I do feel, I've been consistent on it, that they're the best squad and out with Celtic. So to go up there and win five, but it meant for nothing when they came to our place, because they beat us 4-3. And the games don't really produce that many goals, but this season they're 13 goals in two games, so probably something that Derek and myself haven't been too happy with, but that was as good a away performance that we probably, you know, have given in my time here. And particularly, I think the quality of the squad that you're playing against, and everything clicked that day for us. We were clinical in front of goal and defended really well, and that's what, you know, that's the ingredients you need to win a football match.
Well, we're not going to mention it, but of course Tommy Wright did mention it. Dave, tomorrow let's have a look at the team that you think might start in red jerseys.
Right, Brown in goals. The right back position was the biggest poser. So Considine's played left back, so don't see why he can't play right back as well. So I'll have Considine, Taylor, Reynolds and Shinney at the back. In the midfield, McGinn, Jack, Flood and Pollitt, with Rooney and Church up front.
Andrew?
I'm going with Graham Shinney playing at right back, just as he did in the cup final for Inverness Cali Thistle when David Raven was out of action. So Brown, Shinney, Taylor, Reynolds, Considine. I think Jack and Story will be the sitting midfield players, McGinn, McLean, Pollitt and Rooney up top. So there's options there for Derek, as he said, and I think he's in a happier position than Tommy Wright is, because of course Murray Davidson picked up a concussion in midweek at Partick Thistle. He's ruled out. Chris Miller's hamstrings causing him problems. So that's half the midfield engine room really gone there at St Johnston. But he's got Stephen McLean, who didn't play at Fir Hill on Tuesday night, back in contention. So as Dave said, you know, they're a good side. They're an awkward side to play against, as we've seen in the games this season. And you know, they'll give us a really tough examination of our credentials for pushing further up the table.
And you're one to watch, Andrew.
I think Craig Story. With the, I know he said that there wasn't really a huge amount of pressure on him waiting for his new contract to be decided or otherwise. Now that he's got it, I think he realises the sky's the limit for him, and I think we'll see what he's really made of tomorrow. And I'd like to see him continue that type of run that he had against Inverness, where he set up Adam Rooney for the goal, because he's capable of doing that and scoring goals himself.
Yep. Dave, you're one to watch.
Peter Pollitt for me, scored with a fine free kick against the Saints recently at McDermott. It would be great to see a repeat showing tomorrow.
And 13 goals in the last two games between the sides. Dave, what's the score going to be tomorrow? 6-6?
Yeah, I 0-0 probably. I think it'll be tight. I think it will be tight. I'll go for 1-0 Aberdeen.
Andrew?
I think we might see more than one from Aberdeen. 2-0 I'm going to go.
2-0 Aberdeen. Okay, let's go interactive now. And Dave, the topic, do we need to win every game between now and the split to stand a chance of winning the league, or can we get away with dropping points?
Right, let's start off with Pac-Man 1903. I would say we can't let the gap become any bigger than 6 points by the split to stand any remote chance. So copy Celtic's form or better it is the only two ways to go. So if that means winning every game, then so be it. But we should be aiming to win every game anyway. Glasgow Red chips in. I reckon we can afford one defeat, but must win the remaining games to give us a realistic chance of getting close to winning the league. This one is from Cove Creep. Right now, a three-game swing in our favour over Celtic is required. Given lack of a crystal ball at how well Celtic will do, I would hazard a guess that one further defeat would be okay, provided it isn't at Parkhead. Meadowbank Red tells us we would definitely need to go on one of those runs to realistically have any chance of winning it. It's a long shot, but a great challenge for the players. I hope they embrace it, give it everything, and keep asking questions of Rasselts. Without sounding arrogant, the next six games or so are all winnable, although that is obviously not a given. The most difficult fixture looks like it will be at Tynecastle on the 8th of April. Would be great if we were still in the mix and then went down with a big crowd for a Friday night game. And finally, the views of the Stooge. Even if we win every game, we could miss out. Celtic have lost once in the league this season to sides other than us. They've only drawn four times. We've already dropped points in nine games, with one of those against Celtic. Winning the home games against Celtic has really given us a boost, but to be seriously in with a shout, we're going to have to take maximum points from the games remaining.
Staying with yourself, Dave, and staying with Aberdeen Mad, the poll: will the Dons increase St Johnson's misery by beating them tomorrow?
It's not even close. Yes, 91.7%. No, just 8.3%.
That'll do nicely. We'll take a short break, back with the rest of the Premiership after these.
Friday Sports. North Sound 1.
Welcome back to Friday Sport here on North Sound 1. Well, the Dons in action tomorrow afternoon, but the Premiership starts this evening. Hamilton against Celtic. We're all Hamilton fans tonight, Dave.
We certainly are. I mean, the last time these two teams met, it was annihilation for Accies against Celtic. I think Celtic will win decisively. I don't think it'll be a cricket score this time, but I think they'll win 3-0.
Okay, tomorrow's games, Dundee against Inverness, Andrew. That's quite a difficult one to call.
It is, because, you know, Inverness are quite a decent side, but Dundee hit the goal trail in midweek in the Scottish Cup. Kane Hemmings is scoring goals for fun. I think Dundee will win that one.
Okay, Hearts are at home to Kilmarnock. Kilmarnock, they do blow hot and cold, and Dave, they've still got that new manager bounce with Lee Clark there.
Yeah, they looked, you know, they've looked pretty good since he's taken over. They've looked more solid, a little bit more confident. I can see them maybe getting a score draw.
Okay, Motherwell at home to Partick Thistle, Andrew.
I quite fancy Partick Thistle in this one. Motherwell struggling at the moment, and Thistle buoyed by that midweek victory, should just about manage to edge that one. It'll be tight though.
And the final one tomorrow afternoon is up in Dingwall. It's Ross County against Dundee United. The United fans do think they've now got a wee chance. Dave, are they kidding themselves, basically?
Well, Dundee United played some very good stuff against Hearts. They thoroughly deserve to beat the third place side, so that can't be taken lightly. The big question is, can they repeat that level of performance? If they can do that, then I think they might win by 2-0.
Okay, well, Peterhead there at home to Brechin City tomorrow, and in the middle of a fantastic run, the Blue Toon. Here's boss Jim McAnally.
Our mentality of being Saturday, they're the only team to come in Peterhead and beat us, and we need to make sure we put that right on Saturday. We'll be well fired up to make sure that, you know, we owe them. We drew with them the last game down at Brechin and all, and we thought we should have won the game, and obviously we were still hurting for losing the game earlier in the season at home to Brechin. So no, we'll take it one game at a time, and we'll be motivated to get one back in them after the way they beat us the last time. Brechin are now in a situation where they need points, otherwise they could be relegated. So what happens is the teams at the bottom become the most dangerous teams. Somebody said to me a few weeks ago, you've got a good run of games coming up against the teams at the bottom, and I didn't look at it like that, because there's a determination for these teams to get away from there.
Jim McAnally there, and we say it every week, Andrew, they are on some run, and it's some performance pushed them right up into second place.
They're doing fantastically well, and of course they've got the Petrofac Training Cup final to look forward to. Jim McAnally's a very astute manager, and he's getting the best out of that squad, and the very best of luck to them for the rest of the season. They're doing the North East proud.
Yep, we'll stay with you, Andrew, and turn our attention to the North
well
scene.
The game of the day tomorrow is in the Breeden Aggregates Highland League Cup Round 2 at North Lodge Park, where Fermartin United play Brora Rangers, and we've been looking ahead to that one with manager Chris Hunter and striker Cammy Keith.
It's always difficult, I guess. That's why they're champions, and they're a team that everyone has to beat to get something out of their season. So, but say that, we've beat Marini this season, so we know what we can achieve as well. That's a new player, so we've managed to beat him, so we need to put that same kind of performance on Saturday.
Be fortunate enough to win it a couple of times with Keith, so it'll be nice to go on and get a third.
Cammy Keith there looking for a third Highland League Cup medal. The other games in the Cup tomorrow: Clark against Nairn County, Fraserburgh against Turriff United, and up at Kynoch Park in Keith, it's Cove Rangers against Forest Mechanics. Four Highland League matches: Huntley against Bucky Thistle, Inverurie Local Works against Devon Vale, Strathspey Thistle and Rothes, and Lossiemouth travelling up the coast to Wick Academy.
In the juniors tomorrow, hopefully with the weather looking a wee bit more clement, we should have a full programme. The GA Engineering Inter-Regional Trophy third round, Hermes against Carnoustie Panmure. That's a very difficult game for the Aberdeen side. In the McBookie.com Super League, Bankery St Tiernan are at home to Dufftown. Paul Russell United away to Bank City. It's Cooter, Inverness City. Devon side, they take on Bridge of Dawn Thistle. FC Stonywood at home to Stonehaven, and Maud Ellen United. In the AM Property Maintenance Morrison Cup Group 1, Aberdeen Uni are at home to Lewis United. Newmarket United take on Parkvale. Sunnybank against Colony Park. In Group 2, Buckenhaven Hearts take on Glentanner. Croon Bay visit to New Advocates Park and to East End, and it's Longside versus Fraserburgh United. In the Archibald Cup, two Group 1 games: Isle of Ale against Bay Valley, New Elgin against Nairn St Ninian, and in Group 2, Bucky Rovers against Forest Thistle. Grantown, they travel to Fochabers. Well, before we're on air again next week, we've got the game against St Johnson. We always like to take one game at a time, as you know, Andrew, but there's quite a interesting programme midweek next week.
Yeah, there's five games midweek in the Premiership. Kilmarnock are playing Ross County on Tuesday night, as are Hearts and Inverness Cali. On Wednesday, it's Celtic against Dundee, St Johnson against Partick Thistle, and of course we make the short trip down to Tayside to play Dundee United. So lots to look forward to. The game's coming thick and fast, just as everybody likes it at this time of the season.
And Dave, Dundee United away is always an occasion where the Red Army come out in force, and if we thought that United are down at the bottom and isolated, you mentioned it, that win against Hearts will tell you this is not going to be 3 points taken for granted.
No, certainly won't be, but really looking forward to seeing the shed being very red.
Absolutely. And how do you think that one's going to go?
Again, I don't think there'll be a lot in it, because, you know, Dundee United are literally fighting for the Premiership lives. But I think Aberdeen's superior class and skill might just see them edge it 2-1.
And we're looking for Celtic to obviously drop points somewhere along the line. Mm-hmm. You look on paper, always difficult going to play Dundee, isn't it?
Yeah, Dundee, I was impressed with them against Dumbarton. I saw their 5-0 victory at Dens Park in the Cup replay there on Tuesday night. They were clinical, they were impressive, they knocked the ball about, they had four different scorers. And I think when they're in the groove, you know, they can be a match for any team.
And Kane Hemmings claims that he could play in the Premiership down south. Is that jumping the gun somewhat, Dave?
Perhaps, but you know, I've seen him at close quarters on a number of occasions this season, Dave, and you know, very, very impressed with him. He's got a lot of skill. He's playing at the top of his game. He seems to be reveling in the lone striker's role for Dundee this season. Paul Hartley's kind of tweaked the formation, and he just plays with one up top with plenty of support. And Hemmings seems to be going from strength to strength.
And again, staying on that point, Andrew, we're talking about where Celtic are going to drop points. We go down there after the split. We don't know when yet, of course, but you know, Dundee are the type of team that on their day perhaps we've seen Kilmarnock take points off Celtic, and they're not exactly riding in the crest of a wave, so anything's possible.
Anything's possible, you're right. I mean, and Celtic have to play Dundee twice, remember, before the split happens.
They're so tight in that middle, though, that every game is so important for every team.
I know. I mean, all those that decry the Premiership, the format and the split and all the rest, they're having to eat humble pie this season, because there's a lot of interest in a lot of games. And, you know, even, you know, a team that's up probably about fourth place in the table, they're looking and thinking, well, if we go in a bad run between now and the end of the season, we can get dragged right back down there into the playoff place. So there's a huge amount of pressure on these sides, but it sometimes brings the best out of players. So, you know, I think Dundee are one of these footballing sides that you feel could, on their day, do something against Celtic. I don't think Paul Hartley is going to send his side out there to park the bus and try and frustrate them and, you know, have everybody back behind the ball. They've got goal scorers on their side. That's the thing. Greg Stewart is a very good goal scorer. Kane Hemmings is having a purple patch at the moment. Rory Loy can score goals. Gary Harkins is creative. If they can keep it tight at the back and Scott Bain continues the form that he's got, you know, they are capable of taking something against Celtic. But as we heard from the topic earlier on, you know, Motherwell, apart from ourselves, are the only side that have beaten Celtic in the league this season. So, you know, when everybody decries Aberdeen for not being able to keep up a title challenge, it's not our fault. We've beaten them 2 out of 3. We're looking for other sides to do us a favour, and too often they just lie down in front of Celtic. But Dundee and Hearts, I think, are the two sides that you would put a wee bit of faith in to take something against the champions.
Okay, and briefly, your prediction for Wednesday night?
A lot will depend on what happens tomorrow, but I think, as Dave said, we'll be too strong for United.
Okay, home to St Johnstone tomorrow, 3 o'clock. That's it from Friday Sport, from Dave, from Andrew and from myself. Very good night. Have a good weekend.